Friendly Florida Home Sales Team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's huge. I mean huge.
Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Hi, Tom. Another one in the books, Tom. So anyhow, we're on YouTube, so we were in here talking, so whatever was said is on YouTube. So you gotta be careful. You know, I forgot it was, I was talking to him about business and stuff, and then Tammy comes in and goes, you know, you're on, you can't. How's that? There you go. So we got a bunch of people in the house today. We got Mr. Mark here from Maple Lanes, Bowling Lane. We got the people that are going to show people the immigration thing on how to get from a green card to a citizenship. And it's a nonprofit organization. So and what they do is they help people. Like, from what I understand, it could cost thousands of dollars if you don't know the right paperwork to fill out and how to apply. So then we're going to do that. And then we're going to get Mike on from Dunedin Refrigeration. And then who else do we have out there? Anybody else? Oh, you guys. You guys are, what's your organization?
LGBT.
Like, what is there?
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender.
Okay. There you go. Whatever you got going on there, I'm sure you got something going on, some event or something. Welcome to the show. And then we got Tom. And then did you want to say something?
Yes, I did. Okay. I'll be really quick. Hi, this is Paul, Brian's computer guy. Brian's computer guy. Okay. This is a really big show, and I don't know exactly how to talk the LGBT language, but my best friend here, Debbie Nunez, does, retired Rikers Island 20-year vet, and she's here right now today. And the Black Confederacy, wow, believe it, they're on the way next week or two. I just spoke with their leader yesterday on Allegnable, the only true small business network. Get off Facebook. And just for your information, I am and have been a proud activist for the Black Confederacy. I love those guys. I want to admire last week's show. It was about Lindsay and the Princess. Oh, wow. They're our newest ballerinos. Two amazing, beautiful works of art. Both of them are ballerinas. Watch them both on YTAN's YouTube channel. Just go to YTAN. They got a lot of great things. Important. Brian's main man, Bob S. Ba from South Africa, the Gambia, is sick with the C virus. Bob has worked for us for over 7 years, and Bob's village needs your help. They're dying. Brian sends Bob's family food and money, plus everybody else I know, for being our number one fan. But Bob has no bank account and lives poorly. He lives in a tent, and he had a cell phone, so Brian hired him. God bless Brian. I want everybody to know that I love everybody, just like Archie Bunker did. I may be a redneck, but I have a hamster. So I'm leaving the rest up to our king to handle with his expertise in linguinese. Go for it, Brian.
Well, thank you, Paul. Do we have the commercial we did for Ruttenberg? Did we do that in our opening thing? We did. Can we play that one time real quick? We cut this commercial last week, and I want to see what you think. He's going to take a second to write it, do it up. It's real estate, and what they do is they have friendly service, and they cut commissions to 1%.
Wow, never heard of that.
Yeah, and I that's pretty good, right?
That's awesome.
What is the normal percentage for a realty?
Minimum 3.5%.
3.5%. So I guess they're looking for volume, and that's a big savings, 2%, like say on a $500,000 deal. That's what, 10 grand?
That's one of your paychecks a week.
That's one of your paychecks a week. That's what I get. I get paid the big bucks. You know, we're heard in Tampa now, guys, 104.3. So, and then on 1340 AM, and then also 106.1 FM here in Pinellas. Do you have this thing set up, Tommy? I didn't hear what he said.
Friendly Florida Home Sales team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's
huge. I mean huge.
Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
That's beautiful. And Tom, you're the genius behind it. Do you have Frank's radio spot that you did? Then that'll be the last one. He's a genius in the booth there. His name's Tom.
Gotta have one.
You gotta have a genius around you. He just put this together, and we take the credit for it, but it's other people that do the work.
It's the background guys.
It's the background. And that, yeah, that really do.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, okay. Play that song. We're very organized here.
I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby. Give you all my kisses to boot. I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby. Give you all my kisses to boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a detour, cock your pistol and root a toot toot. Bang, bang, bang.
Thank you. That's the Bang Bang song. You know, and Love, too. You know, we talk about a lot of stuff on this show, but love with no price tag is really what life's about, right? Like how we love our children and how our children love us. Like, my daughter's out there now. I've never seen, like, when children look at you, it's like nothing. Like, I can't explain it. Like, I know other people love me, right? Is that wrong to say?
No.
Okay. But no one loves you like your child loves you. And then just think of how you loved your parents. Like, I, you know, when my father passed away, I you know, I'm not, hopefully I'm not embarrassed. I hysterically cried for hours, right?
Right.
Me too.
That's the last time I cried, though, is when my father passed away. Not any other person or anything. And it's just that connection you have, you know, with your parents, your mom, your dad. And Liberty's out there. So anyhow, she just looks at me. So I just said this coronavirus, you know, I'm in the 1% that could be affected. And like, you could just see, like, she immediately said, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Like how kids can stick up for you too. Like,
mm-hmm.
I watched, we were at the bar and we were watching a football game. We do the boxes as a family, you know, the thing where you go like that.
Squares.
The squares. We do it as a family when we go to the game. It's our own little inside square game. And one of the girls was saying something that I'm helping her out with her family. And she just stuck up for me because one of the kids said something wise to me where I didn't even have to stick up for myself. Like, they set, and I realized, you know, like when someone does something for you like that, she set the person straight, not me. And I went, whoa. Yeah. Like, you know, it's that feeling inside that, and it's the same thing to give. Like, when you give to your family or anybody, really, you should give with no price tag.
Absolutely. It's nice when you know that somebody has your back, whether it's a friend or family member, but it feels as rewarding when you can reciprocate and do the same for them.
Right. Give and ask no reward. That's the thing, right?
Open-mindedness.
Open-mindedness is definitely the key. So then we got you on this. This is the first time we've actually had someone representing the... I've been doing this for 26 years. And this is the first time I'm having, but this is the first time I'm having someone on representing the gay community.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you would think that I would have had someone on by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, and then we have the immigration thing?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are, if you look at it, what they're doing with the immigration is when you're in the minority like that, like, keep America great. I'm not saying I'm for Trump or who I'm for. You know, I stay neutral. But there are people that societies have taken the minority and they try to make them the victim. Or am I coming up with the wrong words? Like, they're trying to make them where they're trying to say they're the problem.
Right.
Right.
Right. But the only reason you can say that is because they're the minority. Right. And they say never do nothing with, like, I hear it, like, that's one of the things that you make a mistake about is don't ever bring up, you know, Hitler and all that. But like, well, look what he did with the Jews, right? The reason why he was able to get away with that, they were in the minority, right? So anytime you're in the minority, you're going to definitely, it's hard to take on the majority.
Yes, right? It is.
Right. So with that said. So tell us a little bit about Maple Lanes and what you got going on.
So, Countryside Lanes have been around. It's been a staple in Clearwater for a long time, and you know, within the past few years, Mr. LaSpina has purchased Countryside Lanes, and it's now Maple Lanes Countryside. Mr. LaSpina has four other bowling centers up in the New York Long Island area, and I think he was looking for a place to escape to in the wintertime, so he thought Clearwater, Florida was the best place to buy a bowling center. So we've done a ton of renovations there. We've put a lot of zeros on checks to get the place looking nice. To me, it's one of the best bowling centers I've ever been affiliated with, and I've been through Ohio, Michigan, and now Florida. I've seen quite a few of them, and Maple Lanes Countryside is a number one. Beautiful place. Everybody should come out and check it out.
Yeah, and the food is good too. You know, so I go there and eat. And then they have a beautiful bar there, too, a restaurant, a pool table. It used to be called Lucky's. Is that still the name?
Lucky's is still the bar, yep.
So Lucky's, well, that's a good name to have luck, right?
Well, sure. You never know what happens at Lucky's.
Do you know how you spell luck? Not lucky, but do you know how to spell luck?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
Do you know how to spell luck?
I'm sure you're going to tell me.
W-O-R-K. This thing about working hard, there is something to it. You know, Steve Harvey was at this thing where he was telling the kids, don't get an education, and the principal took him off the stage. But he wasn't trying to say that. He says you have to have a vision, a dream, but you have to work hard to make that vision, dream come true. Right? So it's good to have the vision and the dream, but right after that comes work.
Lots
so,
of it.
So how you spell luck is W-O-R-K. What do you think? How was that? Would that make it to a YouTube video with some music in the background?
Huh?
What do you
agree
think?
With that.
Yeah, I agree with that to an extent. Yep.
Yeah, almost 100% of the time that's the case. Not yep. always, because some people are born into money and all that.
Right.
But almost 100% of the time, you work hard,
mm-hmm.
and you outpace your competitor. Like, and you're gonna fail, but you keep that same optimism when you fail, right? And that's the key to success, is, you know, that attitude. Like, the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. Would you agree with that?
I agree.
Right, so that's what, if you look at Mr., what's his first name?
John LaSpina.
Mr. LaSpina, right, if you look at him, people see where he's successful. Now he has the five lanes. But if you can find almost everybody that's successful, he failed somewhere along life. Or he went through some struggles where he just barely made it. And I just know that's true.
From every KFC.
KFC, right?
68 before he made it.
Right. So that's what I believe, you know. And then you work hard. And if you don't mind me telling the story. So I'm there. I'm having my car fixed at ASE. It's Automotive Service Experts. They're right there next to the Maple Lanes. But I was working, too. I don't know if you picked up on that. Instead of just sitting there.
Nope, you had your notebook out.
And I was making phone calls, yep. right? And I could say, oh, I'm getting my car fixed. I could have ordered something to eat and just sat at the bar, and, right? But I chose to work, right? And you saw that, too, right?
Yep.
But you were sweeping the floors. He's the general manager of Maple Lanes. He could have said, hey, you sweep. Right? But he's out there sweeping the floor. Right? You know John Woodard, right? You know what he was famous for?
He's a great basketball coach.
Yeah, but you know what he did just about every day? He took a big wet mop and would mop the whole floor of the basketball court.
Oh, wow.
And yet he's considered the greatest coach, besides Vince Lombardi, I would say, 1-2 punch of all time. Mm-hmm. And then that's when people see that. That's what inspires you. And I asked Mark, I said, Mark, do I have your permission to say that you were sweeping, you know, like one of those sweepers? He didn't tell someone to do it. He took the initiative to do it. And Tammy says this to me all the time, too. She'll say to me, you got to be able to do the things that you tell people to do and do it yourself.
Absolutely. Lead by example.
That makes a good leader.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm a good leader.
I think you are.
But I'll tell you why. Because, I don't know, like I had this one person I was trying to work with. I think there's a special thing to leading versus just being able to do it too. I think, you know, lead by example. But what would you think it takes to be a good leader of Maple Lanes?
Oh, you got to, you have to be able to listen and coach all of your team members. I don't like calling them employees. They're all team members. I consider myself the head coach. I've been in coaching all my life, so that's how I run my program. I try not to tell people what to do. I try to coach them up. I try to show them. And then they'll take after me, and they'll see how I want it done, and then they automatically jump in and do it the right way.
That's good stuff, right?
I became captain of Rikers Island. Because I was able to be a leader. I was a natural born leader. And by being a natural born leader, you do things the right way, despite what happens as a result.
Right. Integrity is when no one's watching, you do the right thing.
You do the right thing.
The key thing there is no one's watching.
That's right.
Right? And you do the right thing. And that's what a leader does.
That's right.
The next thing about that is if you don't do it the right way, owning up to your mistake and making it right.
That's right.
Yes. Have you ever, like for me in my life, I go through what is called burnout, I guess is what you would call it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, I try to take the road that has the least resistance. Like for me, I should cold call. And that's where you get most of your rejection, right? So I'm a cold calling salesman, right? And I find myself avoiding that sometimes. And I don't think that's, you know, the way to go is because where the success lies is when you make yourself uncomfortable.
Yes.
Doing what's uncomfortable, because anybody can do what's easy. You know, if you do in life what's easy, right, life will be hard.
It's going the narrow way.
But if you do in life what's hard, life will be easy.
Yes, it will.
Right?
That's awesome.
Right. So maybe that'll make it to a tape. What do you think? How am I doing? Huh? You know what? I say all this stuff, and sometimes just for me. I can tell you stuff, that's what I mean. But I think the word is hypocrite, just for me. I don't think sometimes I do all that stuff like I can tell you. See, like being a leader, sometimes I take the easy way out myself, where I should take the hard way out and be uncomfortable.
It's easy to say things, and
right.
it's harder to back it up with action.
Action.
But if you can do both, that makes you a good person.
That does. And then like when I was talking about coaching, if you don't mind me saying this, the kids, because I go to the leagues, right? I've been coaching now, like semi-coaching for 5 years now. And some, I hate to say it this way because I don't want it to come across like being conceited, but the kids would come up to me sometimes like the Pied Piper. And they just would, like three or four of them would just stand in front of me, right? Waiting for me to talk. But I didn't say nothing. You know, and I just look at them. And then they'll look at me. Come on, give us some talk. And then I said, okay, show me your friends, and I'll tell you your future. And they're like, oh, that's good. And the kids come up to me, you know, and they'll. So I work with kids that are in the Mighty Mites and, the football leagues for the kids. And my daughter was a cheerleader. But I had this one coach. Now, you said you were a coach. He would yell at everybody. He didn't treat anybody the same. And then the one kid would cry, so I'd say, this kid's sensitive, back off on him. And basically, you know what he would tell me? Because he's the head coach, he would say, mind your own business.
Mm.
And it ended up being that kid quit. And he was really one of our star players. Each person you got to talk to differently.
Right, everybody's got their personality, and you got to tweak yourself to do it the right way.
And doesn't that make a good coach?
Oh, absolutely.
Right, some kids you don't yell at. You know that yelling coach? Have you ever been around one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just not me, but I get why you do it, but some kids you should back off on.
Yep.
Yes, Tammy.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know that we are about to take a commercial break and listen to some things from some of our clients.
Very good. Oh, we got Joe in there, and we got Tom. Okay, and then take a commercial break, and then... Is there something you want to like discuss? What's going on in the community? I can never say it.
LGBT.
LGBT. Yes. Is there something going on, like an event you want to talk about?
Not an event.
Okay. Well, there you go. Let's do a break.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Friendly Florida Home Sales team of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, located at 376 Patricia Avenue in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. Friendly Florida Home Sales is a full-service real estate boutique.
My name is Denise, and I'm a satisfied customer. When I purchased my home, I felt more like I was enjoying coffee with my neighbors than signing contracts.
This team is wonderful, and Friendly Florida Home Sales not only customized a package, but this team offers as little as a 1% listing fee, which saved me thousands of dollars. Huge, huge savings for me.
That's
huge. I mean huge.
Savings. That's thousands of dollars you save at Friendly Florida Home Sales. Save money.
At Friendly Florida Home Sales of Charles Ruttenberg Realty, there's no cost as a buyer to hire this team to represent you to find your perfect home. Please call 727-351-5487 for all your real estate needs. Mention this ad and receive a complimentary pre-listing inspection only from Friendly Florida Home Sales of Dunedin on Patricia Avenue, Dunedin, Florida. 727-351-5487 or friendlyfloridahomesales.com.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yo, want to grab a pizza or something? What, are you kidding me? Of course, but it's got to be from Frank's. Of course, Frank's Pizza over on Virginia Street in Dunedin. Yes, I'm very familiar with them and the daily specials. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Meatballs, sausage, chicken parm sandwiches. How much? $5. Spaghetti and stuffed shells. How much? $5. Salads and chicken wraps. Offer. How much? What's the matter with you? You got a hearing problem? That's what I said. $5. And Frank's Pizza and Restaurant has delicious dinners, too. So what are we waiting for? Let's go to Frank. Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, or call 727-216-6963. Or check us out online at frankspizzapies.com.
In our Italian restaurant.
First Choice Deli, 1714 County Road 1, Dunedin, Florida.
Come see us for delicious homemade rotisserie chicken. It's $4.99 for half a chicken, and it's grandma's secret recipe passed down from generation to generation. We also have made-to-order subs and sandwiches. Very delicious. Come see us at First Choice Deli, Dunedin, Florida. That's 1714 County Road 1.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
There you go. So what I, my sickness is, I talk too much, right? Somehow we should like put a muzzle on me every time. I can say, I can only talk for 40 seconds and then the muzzle goes on.
We can put a shock collar on you, and when you get to your word limit, it shocks you and then somebody else has to take over.
There you go. So, I mean, really, I go off. It's I wish I didn't. But you know who the greatest interviewer of all time was? Johnny Carson.
Yeah, no, I liked him.
Yep.
Yeah,
liked him. Johnny Carson, yeah. The best. So Maple Lanes, let's finish up.
So Maple Lanes coming in April 19th through the 23rd, we are having a PBA 50 event. What a PBA 50 event is all of the senior professional bowlers that everybody grew up with watching on TV on Saturday afternoons. They are going to be at our center for a tournament. On the 19th on Sunday is our Pro-Am day, so you're more than welcome to come out. We have a bowling tournament at 2:30 and 5:30 that you can participate in, and you get to bowl with the pros. And then on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be their actual tournament, and you're more than welcome to come out and watch the pros bowl. It's something that you haven't seen. It's something great to see, and if you've seen it on TV and always wondered about how all that runs, you're more than welcome to come out and take a look.
Wow.
This tournament is the BVL tournament, which is Bettering Veterans Lives. It's a charity that John has been active in for a very long time. What we do is that we take collections and then we donate that money to the veterans, whether it be the local association or it can go to national, and all that money goes to help them, whether it's building houses, recreation, whatever that they need. We donate a lot of money to them. It's six figures a year that gets donated to them every year from the BVL, and that is something that happens all over the United States, not just at our location. But
wow. Johnny, thank you for your service. You know, that's what I always tell veterans.
That's awesome. Johnny Petraglia is a big senior bowler, professional Hall of Famer.
What day is that, by the way?
So Sunday is the Pro-Am, April 19th, and then the 20th, 21st, and 22nd is the actual tournament that they bowl.
And I'm going to ask this. I know I shouldn't ask this on the air, maybe, but maybe we can do a live radio show there and interview some of the people on the radio show. And this show would just be me and you for the hour, and interviewing some of the guests and having that
live radio banner type atmosphere.
I'll do what I can. Sounds like a great idea.
Doesn't it? And like, and on top of that, it'll show live, be promoting the event on US 19, but yet live radio show the whole nine yards and get some of those guys interviewed. And I'm sure they would like to be interviewed on the radio.
Sure, sure. On the 19th on Pro-Am Day.
Pro-Am
Day. That would be the day to do that. So let me see what we can do and let's make that happen.
There you go. See, that's what I like. You know, I was going to say something. I know I talk too much, young lady. So, but one thing you can say to another salesman or someone that's a deal maker, you can say thank you for the deal, right? Mm-hmm. And then some people you can't say that to, right? But you can say this, thank you for the deal. Because you get it, right? It does. It's a deal. And a good deal is when both parties win. That's the deal. Anyhow, now you can get off. Get the heck out of here. And
hey, I'm ready to go back to the bowling center. We're keeping it clean for everybody. We're sanitizing. We're open for business. So don't let this old C virus scare you off. If you need to go out and have fun and blow off some steam, we're available.
And it's such a family fun atmosphere to do bowling.
Bowling,
it brings the
arcade.
Family together. And there's an arcade there. It's just a wonderful place to go. It's on Maple Lanes. It's right there on US 19 in 580, but it's on the service road end of it north toward Palm Harbor. So as soon as you come up 580, if you're coming from the beach, you'd make a left but stay on the service road. And then you would go north and you would find yourself at Maple Lanes.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian, for having me on.
Thank you.
Oh, no handshakes, fist bumps.
Fist bumps. All right, so now we're going to go. Thank you, Mark. This is Mark from Maple Lanes. And then I'd like to put a commercial together maybe for you sometime, too.
Of course.
Young lady, who's going to come up and represent the you?
Yeah.
And there's, okay, so then switch the mic. You, anybody else going to talk? You, too? Or?
Okay.
You and her.
Okay. And then let's do that, and then let's make it up. Sit over here. Okay. Is that okay? Yeah, and put the headset on. Yeah, so, you know, we have all this thing about the immigration, what's going on with immigration and stuff. And not to take either side, like just to say it's a human right thing, right? To treat humans with dignity, whoever you are. And if you think about it, we all are immigrants. Every one of us eventually was an immigrant, right? My father came from Germany, right? Back in the early 1920s and all that, it was from Italy and Europe. And then Irish were, you know. And then that's again, too, is with the Irish. They would say Irish need not apply because they were minority. I know people might not know that. So anyhow, tell us what you guys do.
Okay. Basically, I'm here because we are helping people with their citizenship. These people has been in the country legally. They got their green cards. And now, after 5 years of being with a green card, then we need to help them apply for their citizenship so they can vote. They can vote. They can have an American passport. They can empower to be more citizen in the United States, because people with green card cannot vote only when they become a citizen. And we are trying to help the people that they've been here for more with their green card for more than 5 years to help them apply for citizenship. The first thing we do is find their eligibility. It's a legal thing. We find out if they are eligible or not eligible. If they are eligible, we help them do the application. We make it correctly, and we help them to show them what to study. So because they're gonna go for an exam in front of the immigration officer at USCIS, he will ask them questions regarding the American history. We call it civics, and it's 100 questions for American government.
Give me one.
What was that?
Who's your governor?
Yeah.
Who's our governor?
Who's the governor?
What's his name?
DeSantis.
He's actually a good man.
He's a good man. I like. He's from Dunedin, by the way.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. And who is your president? What's the name of the vice president? If something happened to the president, who will rule the country? All kinds of civic questions.
Right. And do you know that most people don't know those answers?
Absolutely not.
Americans, I'm saying.
I agree 100%.
They did that with Joe Biden when he was the vice president. They took two cardboard images. Who's that?
Mm-hmm.
And 80% of the people didn't know who Joe Biden was, that he was the vice president. Then they had a cardboard of Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And 90% of the people knew who Justin Bieber was.
Oh, wow.
But they didn't know who our vice president was.
Well, they
don't even know World War II stuff.
We teach them about the World War I, World War II, and the civil...
Do you know who killed more people in World War II? World War I, do you know what killed more people than anything?
Who?
Pneumonia. Pneumonia was the number one killer, we're talking about, because it goes with the... What's the name of the virus again?
That's coronavirus.
The coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
The number one killer in World War I was pneumonia.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have penicillin and stuff back then.
Yeah.
People would say gas, bombs, all that. No. It's serious stuff. So
that's what we are trying to do, to make awareness in the Tampa Bay area, Hillsborough, Pinellas County, Pasco County, for people there who want to do citizenship. And I'm saying it's not an easy for somebody who doesn't know the law. They come to us and we will help them with the eligibility first, and then we help them with the application and show them what to do as far as the test goes. And if they want to go to any school, we can point them to our classes. We have classes around, and we help them if they would like us to be with them at the interview. I don't mind, and I go with them to the interview.
Very good. And that gives them courage. And
absolutely.
Gives them
support.
Strength. Support.
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 I am there to support them.
Right. Can you get a driver's license with a green card?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what percentage of the people extend their 5-year green card and don't go back without getting citizenship? Is there a number on that? They overstay their visa or overstay.
No. This is not a visa. This is a green card. They are legal in this country.
But how, at the end of 5 years, what percentage don't go back?
A lot of people now, they take it seriously and go for their citizenship.
But what percentage? Is there a percentage that?
I'm not sure about the percentage.
What percentage of people are here illegally?
Illegally?
What's the number? Is it 13 million, 20 million?
In the United States.
What's the number?
Maybe 12 million.
12 million?
In the whole United States.
And do they still have the place sanctuary cities, or is that
here in Florida, we don't. And in my opinion, there is no such thing as sanctuary cities, because if you in jail because you did a crime, ICE is going in to see you.
Right, and also too is the plus of sanctuary cities is that if you have some woman's abused by her husband,
mm-hmm.
you can't report that. Because, or if you're sick, let's just say, and you want to go to the hospital,
mm-hmm.
maybe you can't go to the hospital. There is some good to the sanctuary cities because it allows people to...
Well, abused spouse of a U.S. citizen... We can help them because there is application.
No,
we can help them with that.
I'm talking about the other way around. What is the benefit of sanctuary cities? I know most people are against it, right? But what is the benefit? What's the why of it? And the why of it is, say you want to report a crime. You can't because you're not a citizen. You report the crime and then they deport you. So in a sanctuary city, they couldn't do that.
No, that is...
Isn't that true, or no, am I wrong on that?
No, because...
What is the benefit of a sanctuary city, then? Or is there?
Maybe because the police doesn't report to ICE everything is happening.
Right.
Maybe somebody is being released after how many years in jail, and he did a bad crime, and he's not a citizen, that should be reported to the courts.
Of course.
You know?
No but, matter what.
But
no, that's common sense, actually.
If they don't report him, and it goes undetected,
no.
That's... What it
no,
is.
That's common sense. They should still, okay. Whether it's a sanctuary city or not, because I don't know what they are. That's what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to see there is some benefits, though, to them. And then I get this. No? Okay.
No
benefits. Okay.
Does the green card expire?
If their green card expired, they need to renew it or be a citizen. Because if it's expired, I mean, they've been here more than 5 years. Do we give the green card for 10 years? So if you are... And you don't have to go for citizenship, but now the elderly have to go for citizenship or the Social Security will cut them off. They cannot have medication. They cannot have anything. So they need to get the citizenship.
Did you want to add the hard part. Did you want to add something? By the way, you talk a lot. Did you want to add something?
I got that in there.
You know that's all in fun. Corona bump.
I want to add about, we are Coptic Orthodox Charities. This is our name. This is our organization. We are Coptic Orthodox Charities, and we help refugee asylee all over in Tampa Bay area from 2001 till now. And we have many programs, and we can help any refugee, any asylee in many kind of...
And the human trafficking victims.
And human trafficking victims.
Wow. Right, that's really good.
Mm-hmm.
We have on the phone... Our lady from the Popical store. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys today?
You guys like Popical popcorn? Has anybody have organic popcorn before? It is the best.
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Is it who wins, potato chips or popcorn?
Popcorn.
They all said popcorn, see?
Yay! I beat out potato chips. That's a good thing.
But who is the number one selling... thing is it who wins popcorn or potato chips?
Potato chips.
I wonder.
Potato chips.
Anyhow, so tell us what you got going on there at the Popical Popcorn, and you really encourage sampling.
I do encourage sampling. Yes, I like people to come in and try things they've never heard of or even thought about putting on popcorn. I just had some people leave. I did a sweet pickle, which took the kettle corn and used my dill pickle seasoning. And she said, it really does taste like pickle, like sweet pickle popcorn. And
really?
You're talking about potato chips. I've got a salt and vinegar that people say are better than the salt and vinegar chips and sour cream and onions. So, yeah, I got salt and pepper today, sriracha honey, hot wings. And wait. Just made a fantastic new caramel variation with a trail mix. It's got cranberries and toasted coconut and chocolate chips. So it's like trail mix meets caramel corn, but it's just a light, not really caramel, but just a lightly coated trail mix. So that's my new favorite today. So that's what I got going on.
Wow. What is your number one seller for... flavor-wise, popcorn. Wait, let's just take a guess. Don't tell us.
Caramel.
Who? What do you want to say?
Caramel.
What do you say?
Butter.
What do you say?
Caramel.
Oh, what do you say?
Caramel.
Huh?
Caramel.
What do you say?
Butter.
Well, what do you say? It's radio. Come on.
Caramel.
So far, the consensus is caramel number one, butter number two. What's the answer to that?
That's very close. I mean, of the sweets, yes, it's definitely the caramel with a caramel with nuts or salted caramel being a close second. And then on the salty or savory side, it's a tie up between the cheddar cheese and the movie theater for sure. Yep. So they were all right. They're all wieners.
They're all winners.
You'll have to come in and get a little free snack bag for winning the trivia contest.
Oh, yeah. See that? You guys go by there, you get a free sample bag of popcorn. They're the immigration people.
Yeah, I was listening. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it is neat to give people equal rights. And then once you get an even playing field, then it's up to you to work hard.
Right.
You know.
They do that.
Yeah, it does. And then
I don't think anybody can disagree with that. They do. Hard workers, they appreciate what we take for granted.
Absolutely.
Right. What is it that too? You're right, man. I go into the restaurants and in the back is the Spanish Mexicans. Mm-hmm. They're in the back and they always are laughing and smiling, but always working. Mm-hmm. It's just I always go out of my way to say hello and all that. And it's just amazing. It inspires you that people have such a good attitude. And that's where you get gratitude, right? If you think of the word that rhymes with gratitude, it's attitude. So when you have a good attitude, you get gratitude. And then when you have gratitude, that's when you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Okay. That's the lesson for today.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
Brian's lesson.
What are you doing for, remember you were saying you work in corporate accounts? What's going on there?
I'm working on trying to get some corporate accounts. I mean, we have some, you know, some places like Tampa Museum of Art and different places that do movie nights and have, you know, events with their patrons, and they've been getting in on the popcorn craze, taking four or five different kinds and setting up popcorn bars. So, yeah, so that's a good thing. That's a real good thing. Good for everybody. It's a good snack.
That's good. That's good. Yep. Did you guys sound you like that? I just knew to say that's good.
Yeah.
Didn't hear a word you said. I walked out of the room. I came in. There was silence. I said that's good. But I could have said that's bad.
No.
What was it? Okay. So anyhow, we're gonna do some commercials. Do you mind staying on just for a few minutes?
No, I'll stay on.
Okay. So you're ready. You're gonna do your commercial.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to do some commercials.
I'll listen and learn.
Okay, we'll say who gets the... We'll go around the room, then you vote who did the best commercial.
We have a grand opening at the Happy Cactus. It's a Mexican cochina. It's located at 2676 Bayshore Boulevard, alternate 19, North Dunedin. The telephone number is 727-286-7637. Corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, next to Bingo. The hours are Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Saturday, 12 to 10. Sunday, 9 p.m., 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Dine in or carry out.
That's very good. And that's the Happy...
That's the Happy Cactus.
Do you guys know what I think of? When I see Happy Cactus?
No.
Would you guys all sing along with me after I say something?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Zip, zip, zippy.
Zip, 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 zippy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
Zap, zap, zappy.
H-A-P-P-Y.
H-A-P-P-Y.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Because I'm at the Happy Cactus.
Because I'm at the Happy Cactus.
That's cool.
You want to hear my orange cab jingo?
Go ahead.
If I was going to do orange, why not do orange for Florida, right?
Right.
Yellow cab. Here it is. Say go. Someone say go.
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 Aren't you ready for an orange cab? Call 1-800-ORANGE. Aren't you ready for an orange cab? Call 1-800-ORANGE. Okay, I get
now
too much.
People, what if they start calling that number?
That's good. I'll go and get them. We'll send Joe.
All right, well, we actually have a new guest on the line. We have Dave from Faded Lounge.
Dave, what's going on, my friend?
Oh, we lost him.
We got lost.
We gotta call
okay.
Back.
Okay, so then, real quick, what would you like to say about anything you want to say about the LBGQ, whatever?
You know, we need a lot of support in our community. There's still a lot of prejudice that goes on, even after we're in 2020, and we're still a minority, you know, and we need a lot of support. You know, the thing that goes on is there's a lot of gay bashing, there's a lot of... they call AIDS the gay virus, you know, the gay disease. And, you know, with all that going on, how can they be comfortable? You know, it says in the Bible, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. You know, I hear all these jokes. You know, and the bottom line comes down to is, you know, we all bleed red.
That's right. Real quick, that's the bottom line, is that we should all support each other. Dave at Faded Lounge. How are you, my friend? Is this Faded Lounge?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Okay, is this Taz or who am I with?
This Dave.
The big boss.
Oh, you looking for Taz? Hold on. Here you go.
No. No, you're the big boss. No, you're next to the Circle K. You got Fade It Lounge. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know if I had Dave or Taz on. That's all I was just asking.
Yeah, it is Yaz.
Yaz, okay. Well, tell Dave he's the big boss that I said that.
Yeah, he's just kind of busy. I'll let him know.
Let him know. He's the big cheese there.
Big chief.
Hey, and let him know we're very thankful that he does business with us. Anyhow, you guys are next to the Circle K. You got Faded Lounge. Tell us a little bit of what's going on today.
I'm sorry?
Tell us what's going on at the Faded Lounge.
Real busy right now. Just real busy, that's all. He's kind of trying to do three things at one time. That's why he got me as his right-hand man right now.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody needs a right-hand man, if you think about it. A lot of times...
Yeah, we on North Hercules, 2165 North Hercules, and we're open every day. Well, not every day of the week, but every day of the week except for Monday. Monday is like appointment-based only. We're open on Sundays, and the time limit is from 10 to 7 every day. But if you give us a call or something like that, we may stay late depending on how the day is looking. If you give us a call to set appointment with us.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a free hamburger at Jilly Beans. They just opened Jilly Beans. They are free soft serve ice cream. And they have cheeseburgers. And they make everything to order there at Jilly Beans. They're right next, right basically across Caddy Corner from Dunning and Bowling Lane on Patricia Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And they're the newest burger joint in town with ice cream. And I'm going to give you, when you go there, a free burger there.
You can see the V in the back of your head.
The Jilly Beans. And then we got Faded Lounge. He's got a V in the back of his head?
No problem, man.
The V stands for victory, right?
V stands for victory, yes, sir.
Okay, and then we got, don't forget about my good friends there at Dunedin Pet Supply. They have a self-service pet wash station.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know, and if you ever, do you have a dog?
No, we do not.
Oh, I thought that was the language. Hey, my dog. That's a, no.
Nah.
We all got dogs, right?
We're live on the air right now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, so anyhow, it's okay. And remember that? You know, I tried to start something back then, too. Meow, meow for the girls to do it.
Yeah.
But it never took off. I was doing that on the air. Come on, everybody do meow. Yeah. Girls do meow, meow. Shows you how long I've been doing this. Anyhow.
Okay.
Immigration.
I don't hear no girls going meow.
Nope. But anyhow, Faded Lounge, can you just thank you? Jilly Bean. Then I got my good friends there. We're going to have Dunedin Refrigeration next week. Then in closing, what would you like to say? Oh, either one of you.
First thing I'd like to do is introduce my beautiful wife, Jody. And she's been a big supporter of me. And if we can find a way to bring the LGBT into BCCB, that would be great.
Yes. And then now, for what would you like to say in closing?
Well, in closing, for the people who would like to call us for to help them with their citizenship, then the number is 727-608-2405. 727-608-2405. Please leave your name.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.